When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, what do you do? That's what we're going to talk about in this new Trying Hard podcast episode. Hi there, and welcome to the Trying Hard with Laika podcast. This is a solo episode, and it's something that I was just writing in my journal a week ago. And I wanted to share this with you kasi yung narrative natin bilang mga tryhards, and again, if you haven't followed the podcast yet, go ahead and do that. Pero tayong mga people who say want to strive for excellence, want to do great things, even if they're difficult, the one thing that usually throws us for a loop ay yung paano kung may mga hindi mag-workout? Paano kung may mga pumalpak? Paano kung hindi siya mangyari as I expected, or hindi siya maging successful? What do I do when things go wrong? And the three things I wrote hopefully would give you more of a parang plan, or parang meron na tayong steps na pwedeng gawin whenever things like this happen. Okay? Now again, things are bound to go wrong. Ganun lang. Inevitable yan sa buhay. Lagi may magkakamali. Lagi may papalpak. Even if gawin mo yung very best mo, you can't be assured na everyone else will do their part. And ang ibig sabihin nun, hindi rin lahat ay magsasucceed. And sa totoo lang sa experience ko, kahit na nagawa ninyo lahat-lahat ng kaya ninyong gawin, kahit na ibigay mo na ang lahat-lahat ng kaya mong ibigay, may possibility pa rin for things to go wrong. So there are things that are out of our control. There are things we can control. There are things we can do better. And there are times that things don't work out, even if you did your very best. And yung best na yun is not just your best in that moment, but the very best per se. Okay? So what do we do when things go wrong? Number one is quite straightforward. You make it right. When things go wrong, you make it right. And when I say make it right, hindi lang siya forcefully na parang i-gaslight natin yung mga people into thinking that everything went well. It's not making it right as in, okay, I'll desperately fix things all the time. But sometimes when things go wrong, making it right means penance. Making it right means figuring out where things have gone wrong, where things went wrong, figuring out then what you could do para makabawi. To make it right means to restore the person that you did something wrong to, or the person na naging apektado dun sa nangyari na yon. So let's work on a simple example, okay? For example, if you have a project and it didn't turn out well, no? Hindi masyadong maganda yung nangyari. To make it right means if merong mga people who invested their money, people who trusted you with this, if there's a grade at stake dito, if you want to make it right, it means owning up to your mistakes, taking the heat, and sometimes taking a hit as well. So iba yung taking the heat as in yung init. Ibig sabihin, pag may tatalak, boss, teacher, parent, whatever, tatanggapin mo yun kasi nga, again, you're trying to make it right. And sometimes you have to take a hit as in HIT. Take a hit as in sa finances, di ba? You have to make them whole. Kung nag-invest sila at pumalpak, you don't just apologize. You return their investment kung yun naman ang promise mo talaga sa kanila. And I wish I was saying this nang, alam mo yun, nasa high horse talaga ako na parang, nee, kasi yun ang nakita kong ginawa ng mga tao around me since I was growing up. Pero the truth is, and again, I always deal with the truth in this podcast, the reason why I'm emphasizing itong point na to, and yun ang una natin pag-uusapan, that when things go wrong, you have to make it right, is because I've seen people who didn't make it right. When things go wrong, even when they're clearly at fault, they don't make it right. They don't own it. They don't take the heat. They don't take a hit. They just say things like, ah, tao naman ako eh. Lahat naman ng tao nagkakamali. They don't own yung part nila doon sa mga bagay na hindi nag-turn out well. I've seen people deflect yung responsibility na, ay, hindi ako yan, hindi ako yan. Or deny responsibility pa nga, na parang hindi, wala akong involvement dyan or nagawa ko yung part ko. And yun na, they don't make it right. And the sad part is, again, hindi siya common sa lahat ng tao. Pero this is the challenge for us. Dahil uncommon tayong mga tryhards, hindi tayo gagaya ng mas nakararami, tanggap na natin yan. Ang goal natin is to be that kind of person na when things go wrong, we try our best to make it right. To restore the people who were hurt in the process, who lost things, resources, time in the process, and we make it right by them. Mabawi tayo, di ba? Hindi man tayo naging ideal dun sa first run, babawi tayo. I'll learn from this, babawi po ako. Give me a chance. And again, I've also dealt with people naman who really do this. For example, hindi maganda yung unang project, hindi maganda yung unang nangyari. Pero wait, babawi ako next time. And sinasabi ko rin, kasi this is also something I try to do. For example, if there's something na expected ako to do, hindi ko siya nagawa, I would always tell Z na parang, okay, I didn't do that great. Paano ako makakabawi? What can I do para okay pa rin yung relationship para makabawi ako? If it means extra work, if it means, you know, extra resources para dito, I'll do my best. Gusto ko makabawi kasi I want to make it right. So that's the first thing. Again, when things go wrong, number one, you make it right. You make it right so that those who were hurt, who were offended, who were discouraged by this, diba? They don't feel like they are left behind. Make it right. Para no one will be left. Ayos ba? Okay. Now, the second thing we're going to talk about is how when things go wrong, you have to make an apology. And we've talked about apologies in this podcast so many times na. Meron tayong podcast or episode na where I just basically talked about how you could apologize, what makes up for, what makes for a good apology. And still, again, so many people struggle with this. Now, how do you make an apology? Well, in a nutshell, ano lang talaga siya? Owning up to your mistake, saying na I am sorry. If may part ka talaga, nag-fail ka, meron kang may pagkukulang ka, you just say, I'm sorry, I did not anticipate this. I'm the leader. I'm the one responsible. I take full responsibility. I am sorry. I could have done better. I didn't. So I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. It's my fault. And yun yung apology. Lagi ko kasi nasabi, the shorter, the better, di ba? Kung you can keep it to the formula na acknowledge what happened, acknowledge your part in it, say sorry, tapos ka na, okay na yun. That is how you make an apology. Hindi ako masyadong bababa dito, but may gusto kong i-point out, which is, there are people who don't have trouble with making it right, and there are people who don't have trouble with making an apology, but there are people who don't do both things at the same time. Ulitin ko ha, kumbaga kung Venn diagram ito at ito-drawing natin ito, may intersection. There are people who make it right and make an apology. There are people who only try to make it right without making an apology. And there are still, sadly, people who make an apology without attempting to make it right. Saan ko sana gusto na mag-fall tayo? Sana dun tayo sa gitna. Dun sa people who are willing to make an apology and make it right too. Merong funny meme sa, or parang skit sa TikTok na nakita ko, yung after daw paluin yung bata, di ba? After pagalitan. Tapos yung nanay, magpapakain siya, no? Or bibigyan niya ng toy, bibigyan niya ng extra na baon. Pero walang sorry, no? Na sorry, ano, pinagbintangan kita, sorry, mali ako. Pero babawi sila. Pero hindi sila mag-apologize. And again, hindi naman to exclusive sa nanay lang, ha? Or sa magulang lang. Kahit naman mga anak, pwede rin ganun din. Babawi, pero hindi hihingi ng tawad. And meron din na hihingi ng tawad, pero hindi babawi. Magsosorry, verbally, pero walang babaguhin. And I also wrote this a few weeks ago. Sometimes you have to realize na there are people in our lives who are just who they are. Hindi sila magbabago, hindi sila magbibigay ng dagdag na effort. Wala, yun na yun. Yun na sila. So sometimes you would find they would apologize for what they did. Pero mag-expect ka ba na babawi sila or they will make it right or they will try not to do that again? Honestly, hindi. Kasi nga, repetitive na to. At part na yun ng pagkatao nila. So now, you are left with the question na, okay na ba yun sa akin? But again, hindi naman kasi yung podcast na to for those people eh. Ang podcast na to is for the people who want to talk about how to improve themselves. Yun naman ang ultimate goal natin. Contrary to how some people would deem yung conversations that we're having here, this it really isn't about the people outside. This is about the people here. You. Kasi nandito kayo. Kasi you clicked on this episode, you're staying and listening to this. Hindi natin mababago yung mga taong nasa labas, yung hindi nakikinig nito. Hindi natin mapupwersa na maging someone who makes an apology and makes it right sila. But what we could do would be to be that catalyst for change, to be that person who decides na, okay, I won't be like that. There are people like that, yes. Those people have hurt me in the past, but I want to be the kind of person who makes an apology and makes it right. When I was thinking about making this episode, it really brought me back to some moments in my past. And I'm happy that I now have the words for it. I'm able to share this experience with you. But something I could proudly say naman, and I could own then, is that for a long time, I've been trying to be this person. Someone who makes an apology and makes it right. Noona, aminin ko, part of my motivation was, ay gusto ko sana ma-inspire ko rin yung mga tao around me. Siguro pag nakita nila na nag-apologize ako at bumabawi ako, baka matututo sila from my example. Maybe they'll be encouraged to do the same when they hurt me. And honestly, although valiant yung effort na yun, may onting color din yun eh, na parang talaga, ikaw makakapagpabago sa tao. And sinasabi ko na to sa inyo up front kasi ayoko ma-disappoint kayo or ma-frustrate kayo na you make a decision to be this person who makes an apology and makes things right. Pero sa pamilya, sa mga kaibigan, walang nagfo-follow suit, walang gumagaya sa'yo, walang tumutulad sa'yo, at ganun pa rin sila sa'yo. Instead, sometimes when you make an apology, they use that as an excuse to pile on you. Pero sasabihin ko na ngayon pa lang, doon pa lang doon sa attempt to be a better person, that walang assurance na porket yun yung ginagawa mo, the people around you would do the same. Sometimes may one person or two, sometimes may one scenario or two, pero hindi mo siya pwedeng gawin na measure ng whether you will keep being that person or not. Kasi madi-disappoint ka lang. So yun, again ha, there are people who make it right, people who make an apology, people who make both, but there is another type of person I'm hoping you're not going to choose to be. Yun ang pag-usapan natin sa, ano, after the break, okay?
So siya yung bumibili ng planner, taon-taon kasi new year, new you.
Oo.
Pero hindi niya naman sinusulatan.
Palayo.
Kasi daw pangit yung sulat niya, sayang yung papel. Last minsan, January, okay pa. Sinusulatan niya, ginagamit niya. February, okay pa. Tapos susunod niyang bubuksan, September na.
Ganun ka rin ba? Ako rin kasi, kaya nga gumawa ko ng sarili kong planner.
Ito ang planner na para sa mga tryhard, kagaya ko. At dahil hindi nakakahiya maging trying hard, mas nakakahiya to not try at all, nilagay na natin sa cover mismo.
This planner is undated, kaya pwede mo simulan gamitin kahit kailan. At kung makakalimutan gamitin eh, pwede mong gamitin ulit. Walang masasayang na papel.
But I should warn you, this planner is not for everyone. Parang yung podcast natin. Others may look at it and say it's too much or it's too messy. Pero I made these choices para hindi kayo mahiyang gamitin. This is the kind of planner you can use and abuse. Aside from the monthly spread, weekly spread, at yung task list, meron din siyang mga activity sheets that you can use sa inyong journey sa personal development. At kung ready ka na bumili para sa'yo o para panregalo, you can go to bit.ly/tryinghardplanner. And for the first 100 orders hanggang November 30, I will also include a dedication. Kung gusto nyo lang naman. Just let us know dun sa notes kung kaninong pangalan ang isusulat. Now, I always tell you to dream big, work hard, and start now. This planner right here is actually one of my big dreams, so thank you all for making it come true.
All right, welcome back to the Trying Hard podcast episode about when things go wrong. We already talked about making it right, making an apology. The third thing you could make, na sana hindi kayo ganito, is you could make excuses. I'll let that sink in. Make excuses. Bakit? Kasi there are people who will not make it right, who will not make an apology, and instead, just make excuses. I wish I was saying this na parang hindi ko siya naranasan fairly recently. Pero, yeah, I've seen people do this, no? And probably kayo rin, di ba? Something goes wrong, something doesn't work out well, and then you have someone, instead of owning up to their mistakes, saying na, ah, busy kasi ako, marami akong ginagawa, ay hindi, ano, I did what I could, o kaya, eh, okay naman kanina, yung mga ganun. Instead of just saying na, you know what, hindi kami prepared, hindi ako prepared, I could have done better. And it's easy, honestly, lalo na kung meron kang background where you're punished ng hindi proportionate doon sa ginawa mong mali, na matakot ka sa blame, so you would make excuses. You know how when kids are, sabihin, given yung corporal punishment, no? Or they are hurt when they are caught doing something wrong. Madali masyado for people to lie. Madali masyado for people to make excuses just to get out of the punishment. But I'm hoping na, again, this conversation will push you to not be like that. Hindi naman na tanggapin natin lahat ng punishment kahit hindi naman na para sa atin, or dahil disproportionate na siya dun sa ginagawa natin, sobra-sobra naman yung punishment. But I want you to be unafraid of facing the consequences of our actions and facing the consequences of some of the things that happened on our watch, kahit na hindi tayo directly involved. Kasi if you live your life constantly making excuses every time something goes wrong, you will lose a lot of things. You will lose the chance to learn from that experience. You will lose the chance to gain other people's respect. Kasi when you're, sabi natin, if leader ka, tapos meron kang mga people under you and they see you taking full ownership, they would respect you more. You will lose the chance to be an example, especially to the younger generation. Kasi pag nakita nila na ginagawa mo yun, parang, ay, pwede pala yun. O kaya, pag ako naman yung leader, ganun din ang gusto kong mangyari. You will lose the opportunity to really just improve and be a better person. Kasi sometimes, iniisip ko rin eh, meron bang cases sa buhay natin na wala tayong may isip na excuse? Sa totoo lang, kung creative ka, kung storyteller ka, writer ka, no, hindi, walang case sa mundo, walang pagkakataon sa buhay na hindi ka makakaisip ng possible na rational, logical excuse for your bad behavior, for your bad choice, or for things that go wrong. You can blame the weather, you can blame fate. Sometimes people even blame God, di ba? You can blame other people, you can blame your upbringing, you can blame your past, you can blame your anxiety, you can blame anything except yourself. But remember when I told you na na our past or our previous experiences explain our behavior but they don't excuse them? If we apply that same metric sa others, dapat ganun din tayo sa sarili natin. We have to own our own mistakes. We have to see things as objectively as possible. Claim yung ownership, claim the responsibility, and stop making excuses. Kasi again, our past, the things that happened, some of the stuff na out of our control, yeah, they explain what happened, but they shouldn't be used as an excuse to falling short. Now, I'm not saying naman na everything in life is your fault. This really isn't what this conversation is about. This is more of, okay, something bad happened. How can I make the most out of it? Now, ano ba yung difference ng making excuses and explaining something? Okay. Kasi ano rin yun eh. Magkaiba yun. And some people, they don't know the distinction. Sa akin, when you make excuses, you are basically blaming someone else, something else. Like, ito yung dahilan kung bakit may hindi nangyari. But when you're making an explanation or explaining something lang without making an excuse, you own your mistake, you point to your mistake, ito yung part ko dito. But if you're interested, kung interesado lang sila, no? Or if you want to learn what happened talaga, a more detailed explanation of what happened, here's an explanation. But the explanation would involve what happened din, not necessarily the people behind it. Bigyan natin ng example, no? Kunyari, may pumalpak na event. If you make an excuse, you're going to say na, kasi busy ako, yung teachers ko, hindi sila considerate, masyado sila maraming assignments sa akin, nilaglag ako ng mga friends ko. Those are making excuses, no? Excuses yon about something that didn't go well. But you can explain by saying that, okay, I could have done better. I did not anticipate na marami akong schoolwork kasabay nito. I did not anticipate that other people will be pulled away from this. So I need to really contribute more and I need to delegate better. That's a way of explaining, right? Kung ano yung nangyari, na people were pulled away, na you had a lot of things that you had to do. Pero you're explaining but owning your part in it. Na nagkulang ka sa anticipation, nagkulang ka sa preparation, nagkulang ka doon sa mga pwede mong gawin sa part mo. So, you're making an apology, you're explaining things, but you're not making an excuse. So, nasaan dun sa Venn diagram natin yung making excuses? Again, the sad part is there are people who make it right, but make excuses. Tao lang ako. Diba? I did what I could. Hindi naman ako kasing sama ng ibang tao dyan. There are people who make an apology and make it right. People who don't make an apology, make it right. No, nakita na natin yung Venn diagram doon. Pero sa akin, ang distinction dito is, I don't think you can make an apology, a proper apology, and make excuses at the same time. Baka ako lang, no? Baka strict lang ako. Or some people in my life would say, eh, sobra kang legalistic, no? Pero sa akin, if you're making an excuse, hindi ka nagme-make ng apology. Kasi then, if you're putting the blame on other people, and you're saying na it's not your fault, then you shouldn't be making an apology, diba? Hindi mo naman pala kasalanan eh, ba't ka nasasorry? So yun. Those things sa akin are mutually exclusive. Hindi sila pwedeng mag-exist sa isang bilog. If you are making excuses, you're not making an apology. And again, the goal is for us, including myself, to be someone who is willing to make an apology and willing to make it right. Now, sasabihin ko rin dito ha, kasi ayokong ma-misconstrue to. Kung alam niyo talaga wala kayong kasalanan, hindi mo rin naman kailangan mag-make ng apology eh. Pero you can make it right. For example, sa akin, have there been moments in my life where hindi ako nag-apologize kasi totoo lang wala naman akong fault eh. Pero I'll still do what I could to make you whole. I'll still do what I could to make it up for you, make it up to you. But hindi ako mag-apologize kasi wala naman akong ginawang mali. Pwede rin yun. And it's when these things are muddled, hindi alam ng mga tao yung distinction dito sa tatlong to, na nagiging magulo ang lahat. So yeah, it's inevitable things will go wrong. But the question becomes, what do you do after that? How can you be a better person after this experience? And yun naman talaga ang habol natin, di ba, dito sa Trying Hard Podcast. So yan muna for now. I'll leave you with that. Some thoughts maybe, some things to re-examine yung mga past na bagay that went wrong in your life. Did you make it right? Did you make an apology? Did you make excuses? Nasaan kang banda sa iyong journey? So that hopefully next time, and again, these things are bound to happen, it happens, mas ready tayo with our response. So maraming salamat sa pakikinig. Follow the podcast if you haven't yet. Go ahead and join the Trying Hard Podcast community din on Facebook if you want. If you have any questions, gusto nyo magpapayo, meron tayong link sa bit.ly/asklikeapod. Nasa description din ng mga episodes natin kung gusto ninyo to send your letter. Let us know what you're going through para hopefully we can help you out with a piece of advice from your ate. And yan muna for now, as you always say, remake, work hard, start now, and don't let those who call you a try hard keep you from actually trying hard. Subok lang ng subok, guys. Kaya natin to. And I'll talk to you next time.